Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, monkeys, snow days, and Dick Hitswater. They're all coming up right after this.
There are lots of silly people with silly ideas about getting money by doing nothing at all. And such silly notions, well, they rarely pan out. But I've got a plan I'd like to share with y'all. I'm gonna sell this song as an NFT and never have to work again. I'm gonna sell this song as an NFT and sit around with my friend.
Yes. Hey, buddy, old pal.
No more fixing up tractors and breaking a sweat. I got a stone cold plan, a surefire bet. Gonna sell this song as an NFT and live the rich life till the end. Now some of you silly people are asking, hey, what the heck's an NFT?
Yeah, I was thinking.
Well, such a silly question has a simple answer, so won't you lend your ears to me?
Talk to me.
NFT stands for non-fungible token, supported by blockchain that can't be broken. They're digital assets like art and videos. In other words, nobody knows. I'm gonna sell this song as an NFT and make about $1 million. I'm gonna sell this song as an NFT to one of them Wall Street schmucks. The poverty line I won't be a-missing. I'm tired of living life without a pot to piss in. Gonna sell this song as an NFT and live the rich life till the end. Some of you silly people are wondering what you gonna do with all of that dough.
What are you?
I'll buy a water park and fireworks stands and panties worn by Marilyn Monroe. I'll hire beautiful girls and get some lion cubs and open a petting zoo strip club. Buy a diamond studded bass boat, naked mermaid up front. In other words, whatever I want. I'm gonna sell this song as an NFT and finally be top dog. I'm gonna sell this song as an NFT, sitting pretty and high on the hog. No more waking up early and sleepwalking through life. I'll have real stacks of cash and a fake boobied wife. Gonna sell this song as an NFT and live the rich life till the end.
Woohoo! Yeah!
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Just received this. This kind of ties into a couple stories. We have one coming up. I was at the grocery store, saw a lady drop a bottle of red wine.
Ooh.
Right around her feet. It shattered. She immediately yelled, son of a pickled monkey.
Son of a pickled monkey.
I like that.
I never heard that one. That's good.
Nor have I.
Yeah.
That is. And we do have monkey news coming up today.
Yes, we do.
Do we? I'm very excited about that. I've got a complaint.
And they drink wine, apparently.
Have you ever heard, you know, the band Monkees, real quick?
The Monkees?
Yeah, the Monkees. Have you ever heard them referred to as the Prefab Four?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
sure.
So funny.
Yeah.
I just heard that for the first time.
Oh, really?
Two days ago.
Yeah, they called them the Prefab Four off right from the get-go.
I have
from
never
the
beginning. Heard
that.
That
is so
I don't even
good.
Get it.
Well, they weren't a real band. They were actors. And then some of them were legitimate.
Oh, we're talking about the band The Monkees.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I took a hard right turn here by bringing them up.
I thought you were talking about these monkeys.
Hear no evil, see no evil.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because there's see a great tape of Davy Jones auditioning for The Monkees.
Oh, okay.
You can see why he got the gig.
They're legitimately good.
Ah, yeah. Oh, you sang right to
great
me.
Song.
I saw them
live, too. Yes.
Yeah, Disney World. Oh, I'll never forget. It was one of the highlights of my life.
Yeah, I
have a picture. Oh, he's right there.
Yeah.
My childhood idol.
You're a little taller than him, aren't you?
We're about to say yeah.
Didn't you get to meet him?
Yeah, I just, well, I mean, he sang to me at Disney World. I didn't get to meet him.
Wow. I bet you what did he sing?
Oh, God. I was too
in a... I could fly.
I bet that's, yeah.
I was like...
That's the one that made my mom swoon.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I think my dad got lucky the night of the Monkees concert. I'll tell you.
I'm a believer.
Davy Jones did the preheating, and old Larry took it home.
I love the
nice to know. But you don't have a brother named Peter or Davy or. Mickey.
Here, wear the stocking cap.
Okay. Oh, he was a cutie.
Well, yeah, the Prefab 4.
Mm. Congratulations to whoever came up with that back in the day.
And just one left.
Yeah. Sadly.
Yikes. Now, I do have a complaint.
What?
Lately, there's been a lot of snow in various parts of the United States.
Yes.
In some places, they don't typically get it. But a lot of schools now... when they have a great deal of snow, obviously have to cancel school. But instead of having a traditional fun snow day...
Do they do an E-Day?
They're all doing this E-Day. What's wrong with the world that kids can't have fun anymore? It's as if COVID hasn't made the world suck enough.
Yeah.
Now we can't go sledding because we have to sit in front of a computer all day.
That is bull.
And you're going to take that snow day away from the teachers as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Are they seriously doing that?
Yeah, it's today for me and my son. Yeah.
My kids are off today and tomorrow.
Yeah, but they get a lot more time off now than we did.
Well, that's true. Our school system has a week in February and a week in April.
But you're missing the point, Ace. The point is when the snow arrives...
It's to be played in.
It is to be played in by people.
And it's also that...
I don't care if they get, they get like every fourth Monday off as soon as the new year arrives for various holidays, some important, some not so.
I will say this. My daughter's PE class, the last time they had a snow day, they had to go out and play in the snow and send the teacher a picture of them outside enjoying the snow.
Oh, that's nice.
Great.
So that was their activity for PE class.
Yeah, no, that's great, but don't make them videotape it and send it to the teacher.
Yeah.
The great part about a snow day was...
Just say, hey, go out and have some fun.
Yes. They won't. That's the sad part.
These kids aren't growing up with that excitement of waking up going, do we have school? Do we have school? Oh, we don't have school.
Yeah, well, they've had that for 2 years.
Yeah.
No, but Jeff, both you and Ace.
Do we have school today? Nope, we're out.
I see what you're saying. This
no,
is,
I mean okay. The unexpected
you and,
free
you and Ace
day.
Are missing the point, which is again, playing in the snow.
Right.
It's not. I understand that a lot of kids haven't gone to school because of COVID, but that's different.
Yeah.
Suddenly, you have to sit at home in front of a screen all day.
And if we ever needed a mental health day, right now would be that time.
Give the teachers a day. Give
Come
the kids
on,
a day.
School
give the
administrators.
Parents a day.
It's not too late.
What I used to really like back in the day prior to the internet, on the radio, we'd have to read school closings.
Oh, yeah.
I used to listen.
And I just want to say this. There were always, I could guarantee you, one flake. There was this one place that...
Didn't have a Hensley Jackson.
I wasn't going to say it on the air.
Am I right?
I guess the pussy patrol that was the plows out there. They shut that school down. If the principal had dandruff, it was a snow day.
I've heard of Paw Patrol, but I've never heard
but
of
also, the other thing,
those are the cats.
The other thing was, I think that there were certain businesses that figured the only way they were going to get any publicity...
Oh, yeah.
They would... you know, Jose's Barber College closed today.
Oh, yeah.
Both
oh,
no. their students will not be attending.
We have audio of Jose comments after it was closed today, do we, Pat?
Oh, no.
There's no reason we should do that. I should have let it slide, but it was too funny. We need a committee of every ethnicity, and you should be able to come up and present to every type of person, religion, creed, race, and go, look... I know this could be offensive, but is it funnier than it is offensive? And you would win in front of that panel.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be canceled. Yeah, but you'd always see sort of these fringe businesses you'd never heard of.
Yeah. And a lot of them were barber schools.
And, yeah. And, but it's one thing. I think sometimes it was a business that had four clients. They could have just called them up instead of getting the Chiron on the bottom of the television screen.
The free TV time.
Yeah.
But yeah, there were always schools. The only reason you'd ever heard of them was because of snow days.
Yeah.
But now it's all on the internet.
A lot of them are rural. And they
but I'm just saying, if you have a snow day,
give them a snow day.
Yeah, enjoy it.
And then I think for places that don't get snow, there should be some kind of randomized system in which...
Nope, I disagree here.
Yeah, you should go like this. And, okay, May 15th, what... Oh, free day. Go have fun outside.
Surf's up.
Those kids get to swim in February. Yeah. That's their reward. Trade the snow days for swimming whenever you want.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Christy Lee is at the news and sports desk this morning. What have you got over there?
Well, of course, the biggest news in sports, Tom Brady officially retired. In an announcement made on social media yesterday, Brady wrote, quote, "This is difficult for me to write, but here it goes. I am not going to make that competitive commitment anymore. I have loved my NFL career, and now it's time to focus my time and energy on other things that require my attention."
Giselle says I have to. Yeah.
I have to start mowing the lawn. The 44-year-old goes out after leading the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to a Super Bowl title last season and NFC South championship this year. He played 22 seasons in the NFL, 7 Super Bowl titles to his name.
Wow.
The only player to win more than 5 Super Bowls and was MVP of the game 5 times.
How about that?
Brady did not mention the New England Patriots, where he spent his first 20 seasons and won 6 Super Bowls playing for Bill Belichick. But Brady did thank the Patriots and their fans on Twitter, saying, quote, "I'm beyond grateful. Love you all." Brady says he's figuring out how he'll spend his time, but does plan to be involved in his TB12 health and wellness company. Great book, by the way. Brady clothing line and NFT company. He added, quote, "I know for sure I want to spend a lot of time giving to others and trying to enrich other people's lives, just as so many have done for me."
Well, how about that?
Yeah, it's really nice. Brady has long stated his desire to spend more time with his beautiful supermodel wife Giselle and their 3 children, despite his unique ability to perform exceptionally well at his age.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Congratulations, Tom. I know a lot.
So this means I guys so Gronk.
Yeah.
We'll go back to his coloring books. And
well, if you've seen his girlfriend or whatever, he's got plenty to do.
Who, Gronk? He has a girlfriend? Just one?
Yeah, she's like a co-host on Wipeout.
Oh.
Boy. Yeah.
Attractive, huh?
Ridiculous.
She puts the T in CTE.
I don't think.
And the C.
I was trying to figure out what I'd go with. I thought the T would be somewhat less offensive.
It is.
Wow.
You know, shame on ESPN for taking that moment away from Tom Brady.
Yeah.
They had to jump on it.
Of course.
They couldn't just let him come out and be the
first.
And
essentially, he's one play away from still being in the Super Bowl.
Yes. You're exactly right.
Yeah.
The guy's
one play.
He's still kind of going out on top. He's amazing.
Of course he is.
He is. He's the best.
And the Broncos officially on the market.
The rumor is that he's going to try to play minor league baseball.
That never goes well.
Okay, that's not true. All right. So I'm hoping he shows up in some fashion in one of the Super Bowl commercials. I would think someone.
They have time to do it.
Yeah, someone's got to be scrambling right now for a really good idea.
Well, he already has that rent-a-car commercial.
Brady does?
Yeah, where they have him plugged into the EV. Oh, he comes in for a recharge. And then he goes, "Let's go," or whatever that stupid phrase is.
Let me rephrase it. What I meant was, I hope somebody ties his retirement.
Well, no, I would think they would change that now to, you know, him taking the family on a road trip
now that
he retires, or, you know.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Update it.
Kids are in the backseat going, "Daddy, could you start playing football again? He's taking to some dumb attraction. It's the world's largest paintball.
Can you imagine? His kids have to be insufferable. Your mom is a supermodel and your dad's Tom Brady.
Yeah, no
oh,
joke.
My God.
Wow.
They probably couldn't care less.
That's true.
About what their folks do. They're just
they're embarrassed
kids.
By their parents like any yes. other kids. Yep.
When you pull into school,
yeah.
I'm going to come down to the tree. Do not pull up and say, hello to my teacher. We've all lived through this.
Yeah. Then, what do you do when you have a super hot mom? Do kids know that their
you
moms are
ask
hot?
My kids? No.
I do, yeah. Yeah. Ask Ava and Beva. How did they, under your
That
shadow?
Was a joke, ladies and gentlemen.
That's funny.
Oh, could you grab that?
Sure. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Well, this is Dick Hitchwater sitting in for Mikhail Miakab. And this
oh, no, my God.
Is some of the news. Today, of course, is Groundhog Day, where we would have found out if spring is just around the corner, and we found out it's winter. Well, the first official Groundhog Day celebration took place on February 2nd, 1887, in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Now, here are some facts about the evolution of the Groundhog Day you may not have known. Prior to 1887, America had tried several ways to determine if spring was on the way. On February 2nd, 1853, Wyoming created something called Grizzly Bear Day.
Okay.
Dignitaries would stand outside of a bear cave and try and wake up a sleeping bear. If they didn't wake up the bear, it meant 6 more weeks of winter.
Okay.
If they did wake up the bear, it meant their remaining body parts would be buried 6 feet underground. On February 2nd, 1871, Kansas created John Wesley Hardin Day.
Oh.
Well, now, basically, it worked this way. A couple next door to John Wesley Hardin's hotel room would have sex as loud as they could in an attempt to wake up the notoriously nasty and trigger-happy Mr. Hardin.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if the amorous couple could not wake him up, it meant 6 more weeks of winter. If the vigorous rogering the couple was engaged in did, in fact, wake up Mr. Hardin, it meant 6 bullets to each of their sweaty, naked torsos.
My goodness.
Well, as hot as this action was for spectators, a handful of killjoys canceled this sex fest and had the stupid idea of shoving a groundhog into a cage on a cloudy day. Well, so much for the cool sex party, huh? Yeah, this is Dick Hitchwater sitting in for Mikhail Miakab. You heard it, and this has been Some Other News.
Thank you, Dick.
Our best to Mr. Miakab.
Yeah.
I mean, he must be Russian.
Yeah, must be.
So.
Now, this is the second day that we may have a problem.
Uh-oh.
Yesterday, Mr. Oskay and I submitted a script that featured a dessert. Anyone remember what it was called?
Yes. Better Robert than Robert Redford right? or something.
Better than Robert Redford.
Are we going to bring up this John Wesley Hardin thing?
Well, I was going to say, now today we have, do you know that
history?
I have
no idea who that is.
Josh, you know, right?
I killed a man.
Vaguely. I don't know enough.
Yeah. Trigger happy dude.
Right.
Killed lots of folks.
Oh, did he?
Incredibly handsome. There are photographs of him. Christy, you'd be sliding off the chair there. It's we did receive, fortunately, a lot of email from people who have had the Better Than Robert Redford. It's got a bunch of different names.
Sure. Yeah.
But it's a delicious dessert that is often prepared for various parties. And I believe Ms. Hooker from our show will be preparing it for us sometime before the Super Bowl.
Can't
oh,
wait.
Great.
So
yes.
We can look forward to that.
Good.
And that led to a discussion about which Robert we should have used. As the fake version.
Right, because the suggestion was instead of the Robert Redford cake, you would have the Robert McNamara cake.
Right.
Which I believe tasted of...
Napalm. Another history joke.
History, yeah.
Yeah, see, some of these jokes, you assume that someone out there has read a book occasionally.
Oh,
and cracked open a...
Definitely
you've never heard of John Wesley Hardin?
No.
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
I just don't know enough about to feel like
no.
I
No, have you?
Nope.
Ace?
Something in the Old West, right?
Yeah,
yes. Clearly. You could have went with like Doc Holliday or...
Wyatt Earp or somebody
else. Jesse James.
Well, yeah, but they were also... They weren't the as notoriously murderous as Harden.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I thought the fact that we mentioned the fake date... of February 2nd, 1871.
Was that when he was notorious?
I forget. That was you know, I can't be expected to spend my whole day on this sort of thing. Okay, sir.
We don't like to talk down to our audience. We want them to rise.
Sure. All right.
So, but the Robert Redford dessert thing, I was just surprised nobody knew about.
Isn't that weird?
Did you have it as a kid?
Not as a kid, but as a, at a Super Bowl party. And now there's, we had a bunch of letters, but there are variations of it now where they're...
Yeah, we had a couple
people write in and say that it came about, it was called Better Than Sex Cake, and then old ladies wanted to bring it for bake sales to their churches. Well, they couldn't call it Better Than Sex Cake.
Than Father O'Bannon Cake. That was awkward.
So that sure was. Yeah, that,
so but 20, at the time, Robert Redford was the heartthrob.
Yes, okay. And so that's why it got changed, according to the lore that people said.
Who does your mom have a crush on?
Who does my mom have a crush on? What a great question.
Besides Godwin.
Right.
Yeah.
I know she digs
Daniel Tosh. She had a...
Really?
No, he was flirting with her at a gig one time, and she was so... It was just so funny. She was freaking out. She didn't know if he was serious. It was...
Tosh flirting with a woman? He wasn't serious. I was on-
Nice little cap on this episode of the Bob and Tom program.
She always liked Tom Jones a lot.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's not unusual.
another home run there.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.